Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is Stephanie Wallace, your host. And tonight I'm going to start off by giving you the phone number to call in if you'd like to listen or join in a little later. It is 347-308-8494. My family gets on me all the time because I always forget to give out the number. Tonight is Girl Talk. Just the girls, just the ladies, me and Ms. V. We're going to talk tonight. And let her in. Hold on. Come on, Ms. V. Let's see. Now my phone want to act up. I just talked to Ms. V. Let's see. But anyway, tonight we're going to just be girl talk. No guys. Hi, Tyson. How you doing? I know you're out there listening. But it's no guys tonight. Just me and Ms. V. We're taking a couple of questions that we got from a listener. And this listener, you know, sent in a few questions, and we're going to try and deal with that today. Let's see here. Come on, Ms. V. Here we go. Hi, Ms. V. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's your week been
it's
so
good.
Far?
It's good.
Well, last week rather. Good.
Yeah,
and are you looking forward to the holidays? To Christmas coming up?
Yeah. I
good.
Say I really am. Yes,
good.
Yeah.
You having family
friends.
Over?
Oh,
are you? Are you?
House.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's always better.
Oh yeah.
It's
oh,
always
yeah.
better to go to somebody else's house. But
oh, yeah.
It's just me.
We do it every year.
Okay.
Every year, my family.
That's good. So it's just me and you tonight, and I did this on purpose because I know me and you, we got a nice vibe together. And, you know, one of the listeners had pointed out to me, sometimes it's good to have a smaller participation because this way everybody gets a chance to get their point across and, you know, make their point. Well, we're going to talk tonight about pretty much dating. And I got three questions we're going to try and answer tonight. And, you know, we don't have to just stick to that. But one of the questions that listeners had sent in is what's important to talk about when you're first meeting somebody? What subjects and topics are important when you're first meeting somebody?
I feel like you want to try to get to know the person, like their sort of like their ways and stuff like that. You don't have to bring in religion and politics and stuff like that right away. Just get to know the person. Maybe start out by asking them what's their sign and go on from there. What kind of food do they like? Nothing deep, you know? Don't even
keep it light.
Don't even bring up the conversation about sex, whatever you do. Don't do that. You know?
I've gotten this question from a lot of ladies. This is what they express to me. Because I when I'm out and about, a lot of people come up to me and they talk about, I mean, it would be a great show, you know, the conversations that we have. But they tend to tell me that guys ask them all the time, can you still have sex? It's almost like, you know, they want to just cut to the meat of it. Can you still have sex? Like, we ain't going to waste time talking about signs and nothing else if you can't have sex. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people just want to cut right to that. You know, this is what I'm getting from the ladies, what the ladies are saying. And would that question offend you if somebody asked that, let's say, on the first date or the second date?
Yes, it does, and it has offended me. Mm-hmm. I just say the same way everybody else does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's such a dumb question, you know. That's like
why you think it's dumb?
Dumb question that lets you know that he's not the one for you.
Well, why do you think it's a dumb question? Because I think it could have some relevance when you're dealing with somebody with a disability. It might be inappropriate at the time. But
exactly.
When you're dealing with somebody with a disability, you might want to know, you know, can you still have sex? Because, like, you have people who may have paralysis or something like that, or, I mean, I'm sure they can engage in some type of sexual activity, but maybe they are asking or wanting to know if they can have traditional sex.
Not on the
you
first
know, or
date.
No, definitely. I do think it's inappropriate
no,
for
I'm
the
saying,
first date.
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it. I'm saying don't ask me that on the first date. Get to know me first. You know?
Right.
So, yes, I would be quite offended if they asked that. You know?
Yeah.
I probably would say to them, well, who said it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't even want to have sex with you.
Right. Right, right. Who says we're even going to be a second date? You know,
exactly.
I think that, I think that's it is quite inappropriate, but I do, I'm going to be honest with you, I would wonder if I met somebody, I mean, and I wouldn't wonder out loud, but I've seen people that I've been interested in, and my mind does go to, could we? You know, or I imagine what it might be. Well, I sound like a... I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
You see people sometimes and you're attracted to them, and some people you are sexually attracted to. That's the real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in that interest, there's a wonder, you know, could we? How could we? If he has upper body weakness, lower body weakness, or paralysis, whatever the case may be, how do you make this work? And that might be a question I might personally ask myself. Now, is that the most important thing? No, that's not the most important thing. Question: Would you consider? Well, and I know you're already in a relationship. Would you consider a non-sexual relationship?
I don't even know what that is. No, I understand.
I'm getting mine. I don't know nothing about that.
No. What I'm saying is, I don't think I could do that. I don't, you know, because no, I would have to be a lot older. I think for me. For me,
oh, okay.
I would have to be a lot older where sex is not a big thing, you know, or something like that. Right now, it means a lot to me, so no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't do it. But I do know that I remember when I used to think that I wouldn't want to be with a man that was disabled because I didn't think we could do anything together. With his disability and my disability. And then I did date a disabled man. And he rocked my world, so.
Oh, I heard that. Go ahead, Will. Was he in a wheelchair?
Yeah, so I don't think like that no more.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you said that because I think a lot of people look at somebody in a wheelchair as being ineffective sexually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman, because she's on the receiving end, maybe not so much. But for a man, you know, they might look at him as ineffective, you know. And that's, I think I'm getting to the age where the companionship is more important, the relationship is more important. And I don't know how much my condition plays into that, but sex doesn't seem all that important. You know, here I am, the late lady, you know, and, you know, it's not the most important thing to me. I mean, it'll be nice if it, you know, if it comes, if it works, you know, whatever. But the relationship and the connection is more important to me because because of the experience that I had actually earlier, it's like sex was possible, but it was hard to figure out. You know, it was given my disability and his disability. And with that, you need the proper relationship. You know, you need the proper relationship to have the patience and the caring and the commitment to figure out a situation that's not so easy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if sex is the most important thing and it's not so easy, then you have nothing left. But if you have a solid mm-hmm. relationship and you have a solid commitment and you care about each other, you have that, you have the wherewithal to go ahead and try and figure out how we can best make this work. You know, and I found that my earlier experience, we didn't have that. And this is somebody who I had, I've known since I was 18, we've had a thing for each other for several years, but everything was okay before. You ain't never had mm-hmm. to deal with it, with both of us being disabled. And I don't think we were honest enough with each other. You know, we were very polite to each other, but polite don't mean nothing if you were not being honest as you need to be with
That's
each other.
True.
You know, it'll really, you know, you just get frustrated and be like, you know what, forget this. I don't want to do this. You know, another question mm-hmm. that somebody sent in was about religion. And, oh goodness, I know I had this question, and is religion important when you're dating?
My boyfriend is an agnostic, and I'm a Christian. And in the beginning, when we first got together, I really thought that I could never be with a person who wasn't just like me, because I couldn't understand them. And in the beginning, we tried to, like, show each other up, prove me this. And, you know, we were just going back and forth with that.
A lot of debating.
And when we just decided, you know, let's leave this alone. Because I'm never going to say he's right, and he's never going to say I'm right. So we just decided to leave it alone. And this is going on 17 years later, you know.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he'll
okay.
come to my church. He'll come to my church and stuff like that. But when I first found out that he was an agnostic, I wasn't sure that I was the type of person I wanted to be with and stuff like that. But you know, they say that the two quickest conversations you could have with a person to start a fight is mm-hmm. religion and politics.
Politics. Now, could you explain to the audience what an agnostic is? Can you explain to the audience what an agnostic is, and also give me some further. I think I know a little bit, but I'm not too sure about, you know, exactly.
I'm not that sure about it either, but I think it's they have this, you know, prove to me. They're not fully saying that they don't believe, but mm-hmm. they're saying I need proof.
Right.
You're
okay. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
That there is a God, you know, mm-hmm. prove it to me. You know,
okay, that's
and,
what I understood it to be also.
Huh?
I said that's what I understood it to be also.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
My experience with religion, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it always comes back to me, it always comes back to God. You know, like he told me that when his uncle was really sick with cancer. Now, this is an agnostic. And he said when his uncle was really, really sick with cancer and he saw how his uncle was suffering, he prayed to God that God would relieve him, you know, because he couldn't bear the pain no more. But you don't believe in God, so who are you praying to? You know, it always comes back to God, you know. So I figure, you know, wow. Like I said, I don't really get too much into religion with him. Mm-hmm. And I would like to find out if I was dating somebody, maybe within that month, I mean, maybe the second or third date, we can talk mm-hmm. about what religion is to them and stuff like that. But I wouldn't do that on the first date. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be one
I,
month,
my experience with religion has been I became Muslim when I was 18 years old, and I practiced for 20-something years. So my experience, you know, my marriages, whatever, had been with Muslim men, and I was really, you know, like I would never consider a person of another religion. But since I have stopped practicing Islam, I still believe in God wholeheartedly, but my mind is more open and is not so you know, I'm not into religion so much anymore. So it doesn't really matter for me what religion a person is. But honestly, it can't, for me, I'm not going to say it can't be. I don't want it to overpower the relationship.
You
understand what I'm saying? I don't want it to be the focal point of the relationship. But I do understand how being of the same belief system is a help, you know, because I can recall being, when I was practicing Islam, when we had a dispute or, you know, a disagreement or whatever, we could take it back to the same source. You know, if I'm following the Quran and you're following the Quran, or I'm following the Bible, you're following the Bible, that's what decides, you know, how this turns out. And so that part, I can see where being of the same religion is beneficial. But right now for me in my life, religion is not an important thing, you know. I can recall being, you know, when somebody would say an atheist, I automatically thought, you know, well, if you're not worshiping God, you must be worshiping the devil.
Exactly.
You know, that was it for me. But that's not so. You know, that's not so. And for the record, some of the kindest people that I know, some of the most quality people that I know are atheists.
Exactly.
You know, so it life has shown me different than the things that I've learned, you know, growing up and coming up. And I think sometimes religion blinds us to the goodness in people, or it blinds us to their badness, you know, because you can have a minister, an imam, a rabbi, or whatever, a priest, doing some really shady stuff. And because they are your leader and they're, you know, a part of your religion or whatever, you overlook the things that they do. So, you know, that's that. So, you know, and another question that was asked is, does Bible preaching, is that a turnoff? And with Bible, I wouldn't just say Bible preaching. I'll put that with any religion. If somebody goes too hard on their religion, preaching their religion, is that a turnoff?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would be. I'm pretty sure it would be, because another thing is that if that other person didn't like it and showed them that, you know, you're irritating me with this conversation, now we got a problem. Now it's going to be an argument, you know, or somebody's going to have an attitude about it and, you know, and stuff like that. Then you start to start to judge people. You understand? And when you get there and you start, you know, preaching and, you know, talking about this and that, if that's not what the date is about, you know, then you don't really want to hear it right now. There's a time and place for everything, you know.
Right.
And maybe that's not the place for it, you know, to be, you know, that preachy type of person that every time you say something, they always got to come back with a word from the Bible, stuff like that. You know, I've known a lot of people like that.
One of the things people automatically sometimes assume that if a person claims to be religious, that they're automatically a good person. That is not so. Because some of the shadiest characters I know have been those who are deep in religion. It's not even just the church. It's just deep in religion. Let's put it like that, and it has been used to manipulate sometimes. So I'm not going, because I don't want it to seem like I'm bashing anybody. I'm not bashing anybody, but I just you know. Anyway, one of the things I like about this conversation is that it's not just particular to disability. This is for anybody. You know, conversation is for anybody. I see we have a couple of callers. One of them I know is Tyson listening in. But I see we have another caller here. I'm going to see if they would like to talk. From St. Louis. Wow. Caller from St. Louis. Caller 3858. I'm going to let you in. If you want to talk, just let me know. Hi, caller 3858. Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
Angie.
Hi, Angie. How are you? Would you like to comment on, or you just want to listen?
I would just been listening. I'm glad that you asked her to define what was it, antagonist or something?
Agnostic.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was. I think, like, I would not ask about a religion on the first date either, but it is a good thing to get into, like, towards the beginning rather than the end. I didn't know that it was possible to be in a relationship for 17 years without believing in the same thing. It seemed like it would be a lot of conflict there. But I'm glad to know that you guys been going strong for 17 years. I don't know if I will be able to be in a relationship with anybody for that long without believing in God.
I didn't think I would be able to do it either because I was so deep into what I am into that I didn't think that anything atheist or anything like that would be like I thought they were like mean or nasty or you know like the devil and stuff like that, and this is one of the nicest people I've ever known. Plus when I get up and go to church, he don't just try to talk me out of it. Or sometimes, you know, when I used to go to church, sometimes he would go with me, you know. When the singers stand up to sing, he participated in it and everything. He wasn't being fake. It's just that that was just the type of person he is, you know. Like, okay, so if this is it, then let me learn, you know, and stuff like that. We talk about a man that knows the
Ms. V, can I ask you a question? Do you think that the relationship is, you know, as far as that is concerned, because it is agnostic and it's not devoted to another religion, let's say like if he were Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or something like that, who actually had a certain set of values and a practice, he sounds like, you know, because he's like, okay, well, prove it to me.
Very open.
Means to me that you're still open, you know, to the possibility.
He's very open. You know, but I'm pretty sure if he did have some type of religion, yes, we would either have to work together and share either one religion or let him do his religion, and I would have to be a part of his, and he would have to be a part of mine. I don't think I would change my religion for him. Just like, you know, I didn't change from being what I am to being what he is. You know, it would have never came to that, you know. But, yeah, I think if he was something else, I would have to learn it and learn to be about, you know. But because he is agnostic, you know, there's nothing to be about as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Okay.
And when he came
Angie,
in, he was strong with his value. Okay.
Angie, can I ask you a question? Angie, are you still there? Okay. Now, you said you didn't think it was possible to be of separate religions and be together. Do you have any, like, friends of different religions?
I don't think so. No. They practice different denominations, but I don't think I've ran across anyone with an actual different religion. And what I was going to ask you, Stephanie, was what made you change your mind about the Islamic teachings, or well, I don't know how you would say that. Like what?
Okay. Yeah, there's a difference. That's right. Well, one of the things that, you know, occurred to me is that, first of all, I'm going to say that it's not a Islam bashing thing or anything like that, because some of the best lessons in my life I've learned being a Muslim. But I'm thinking about this world and the billions upon billions of people that God has created. And to think that we should all be one thing, that makes absolutely no sense to me. That we should all be Christian, or we should all be Muslim, or we should all be Buddhist or whatever. And everybody is so dedicated to their way that they believe. You know, everybody is like whole, you know, you got people out there who will kill and die for their religion, who is so, you know, gung-ho. But, and it's simply because this is what you were taught by the people you love and trust. Do you understand? Because even if something comes up, And once you've been taught something by somebody you love and trust, when something comes up that may question that, disprove that, we won't let it go still. Because this is what has been ingrained in us by those that we love and trust. And so I'm 20-something years in, and I'm saying, like, this doesn't, it can't be all one thing for everybody. It's too much difference. It's too many different and beautiful ways that God has created for us to all have to be one thing, or else we go into hell. I can't see that. And opening that, my mind has opened so much. Because, see, I think we tend to be closed-minded and afraid of other people who are different from us. We are afraid of people who are, we have all these preconceived notions. Like I was saying, I used to think atheists worship, you know, if you only worshiping God, you worshiping the devil.
Yep,
if you ain't with
right.
me, then you against me. And that's not it. We all basically, we are more the same than we are different. We want the same thing. I want to be able to make a living. I want to be able to take care of my family. I want to be able to be safe. You understand what I'm saying? I want to live without you bothering me. That's what I want. I ain't trying to take you over or nothing. And you practicing your religion ain't got nothing to do with me practicing mine. One of my dearest friends, I met her when I was 15 years old. I'm 47 years old now, and she's 48. She swears she's my mother. But she's a stone-cold Christian. I think she might even be an evangelist now. And I was in the Islamic religion, and it never, ever, ever was a problem between us. You know, we never argued about it. We talked about it, but we never argued about it. We agreed to respect each other.
Exactly.
You know, and that's how, you know, things have worked with us. Now, I don't know how that would work in a relationship. You know, but it would be nice if it could be that way in a person's relationship, you know. But that's an interesting dynamic. I think it also might depend on how involved you are in your
uh-huh.
faith, you know. And,
uh-huh.
and you know, but we're more alike than we are different, you know. And that difference, you have people, you know, teaching you from, you know, that this difference in us is something to be feared, and it's not. It's something to learn. It's something to learn. You know, if you had a Muslim and you know, instead of thinking, oh, this person is a terrorist, you know, you learn about them. Some Muslims, I mean, are the most beautiful people. They're very peaceful. I'm telling you, the best lessons in life that I have learned have been in my time practicing Islam. You know, so that, but I just don't think that I have to go through the rituals that religion and that eye on you, you know, because people tend to be like, you know, they want to look into your life to make sure that you're doing what they're doing. You know, that's what I find a lot in religion. They want to make sure you're doing what, you know, what they're doing. And I don't know. It's just not for me. We have a minute left, ladies. I want to thank you so, so much for sharing this time with me and sharing your thoughts. Angie, thank you. I know you didn't really want to talk, but I appreciate it a lot. You know, thank you for adding to the show.
Yes,
Ms.
thank
B,
you.
It's always a pleasure. Always, always a pleasure.
Sure is. Yes, it is, darling.
And my listeners, thank you. Remember, we're here every Monday at 6 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/laid. You can call in at 347-308-8494. Don't forget to leave a comment on the Facebook page, Laid, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. And the first Monday of the month is Guy Talk with Tyson. And the second Monday is with me. And the third and fourth Monday, we'll have guests and interviews or just me and Tyson talking. And I will see you next Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.